天宁保险626-581-2581，让我帮你省钱省事保平安。
英语说说看，开口天天练，欢迎收听英语说说看。
A few sessions back, we mentioned that instead of saying I'll buy it, you can say I'll get it or I'll take it. Today, we're going to continue on this topic and introduce a few other ways that these phrases can be used.
之前我们讲到了当我们在买东西的时候，与其说 I'll buy it, 更地道一点的说法是 I'll get it, 或者是 I'll take it。但是这两句话也有其他的几种不同的用法。在本期的节目里，这两句话也又成为了我们的 focus, 焦点。
So, in what other circumstances can we use the phrases I'll get it and I'll take it?
那么这两句话 I'll get it 和 I'll take it还有在其他的哪些情况下可以用得上呢？
哎，那这个很有意思。
其实讲到 I'll get it， 你知道还有一个什么情况下我们用的比较多吗？
I'll get it，
账单。我们在吃饭的时候，我请你吃饭的话，
I'll
账单来了，对， bill 来到的时候，bill 来到桌子上面了， I'll get it。
哎，所以这句话很适合收音机前的男性听众朋友们哦，一定要记住这句话。
对，
在账单来的时候，在你的女性朋友面前大方的说一句 I'll get it,
I'll get it,
I'll get it, I'll get it,
就是说这顿我请。I'll get it, 买东西你可以说我喜欢这件衣服。I'll take it,
I'll take it,
可以。但是你账单来的时候一般就不说 I'll take it, 你就直接说 I'll get it,
I'll get it,
yes。
So, I'll get it means I'll get the bill, but it can also be used in other ways, such as this.
也许你买东西太多了，然后你左一个包右一个包的，我如果帮你拿东西的话，我可以说 I'll get it, I'll get it for you,
I'll get it for you.
对，我帮你拎，我就不会说 I'll take it, 那我就是从你那儿掠夺了
啊，给我吧，
对不对？是不是？那就很有问题，对吧？高姨，你买这么多东西哈，
给我一个，
给我吧， I'll take it, 那不可以啊，对不对？但是呢，你如果买了东西之后，你的大包小包太多了，I'll get this,
I'll get this,
I'll get it for you,
我帮你来拿，
所以意思还是蛮有区别的，
有意思。那下回大家买东西的时候就可以记住这一些话了。
基本上跟钱有关的，只要你说 I'll get it, 就说明你包账了。商店买衣服也是，餐厅吃饭账单来了也是。一般如果说 I'll get it, 就是说这个单你来付。
看来我下回应该再学一句话叫 You'll get it,
You'll get it, 可以 You'll get it, 对啊， You'll get it, 另外一个点就是说你会慢慢知道，你会慢慢学到的。
You'll get it.
You will get it.
You will got it. You'll get it.
对，因为
You'll get it.
我们说哦，这个点我 get 到了，对不对？或者这个点我 get 不到，其实这个用法是一样的，差不多，就是说，这我不明白 ，I don't get it.
I don't get it.
对，我不懂
，I don't get it.
一般
说 ，I get it.
I don't get it.
You'll get it.
You will.
You.
You'll get it.
You.
You 这个是我们遇到一个发音的 L 的这么一个小状况。那我们在下一期节目里呢，
跟大家在一起说一说这个 L 的音应该怎么发。
You'll get it. Pronouncing words properly isn't rocket science. You'll get it. Just keep listening, keep practicing, keep speaking, and in time, you'll get it.
英语里有一句话是用来形容某件事情并非像想象的那么难，或者是并非像研究火箭去外太空那样那么难。这句话就是 It's not rocket science. 往往当我们在解释某件事情并不是真正有多困难的时候，都会用到这句话 It's not rocket science.
So, pronouncing something properly is not rocket science. It's notRocket, science,
就像发音一样，虽然的确有一定的难度，但是它并不是像制造火箭一样那么难。可是我们刚刚讲到的这句话
You'll get it. You will get it. You'll get it. For native Chinese speakers, the letter L is always difficult to pronounce.
对于母语是普通话的人来说 ,L 这个字母发音总是比较困难一些。
Especially apostrophe LL,
尤其是缩写引号后面的 double L, 对很多人来说发音上都有一定的难度。所以我们在下期的节目里会把焦点放到 L 这个字母上。
You'll get it. Just keep listening, keep practicing, keep speaking, and in time, you'll get it.
英语说说看，开口天天练。That's all for now. 今天的节目就到这儿，我们下期节目再会。
Don't forget to practice.
不要忘记练习呀。
拜拜。
拜拜。
英语说说看，每期节目在1300网站都有重播，欢迎大家上网 www.am1300.com 收听。感谢天宁保险赞助网站重播，天宁保险电话6265812581。